Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio and the third and final segment of our series on rural housing. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me is Marnie Werner, Research Manager at the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and our special guest, Warren Hansen, President of the Greater Minnesota Housing Fund. The goal of the fund is to create new affordable housing options for working Minnesotans. In today's segment, we look at the mortgage crisis and specifically its effect on rural Minnesota.
You just released a foreclosure report on Greater Minnesota in the last couple months. You know, we hear about foreclosures in the big cities. And so I was really curious about how it's going in the rest of the state.
Well, and this is not good news. And as we're all reading in the newspaper and seeing on our property appraisals or assessed values, things don't look good in the housing market. But what we did was we commissioned a study of the foreclosures that are occurring, projected to occur in 2008, and that did actually occur in 2007. And just to describe the raw numbers, in 2007 in Minnesota, we had 20,000 foreclosures. In 2008, we will have 28,000 to 30,000 additional foreclosures. In a normal year, say 2004 or 2005, there would be somewhere between 4,500 and maybe 6,000 foreclosures in a given year in Minnesota. And in a typical, year, you do have a certain amount of foreclosures occurring just because of the loss of a job or the loss of a spouse or the loss of health. That happens anyway, and that would be in that maybe 4,000 to 5,000 foreclosures a year range, which is an unfortunately high figure. But when you have 4 or 5 times that many, it really affects the whole state and the whole economy. You know, if you add up the number of foreclosures that have happened in Minnesota in the last 4 years, which has been this foreclosure miss time period, it's about 66,000 households. That's one in every 31 families in Minnesota. 60% of the foreclosures are happening in the Twin Cities metro, and 40% are happening in Greater Minnesota in the other 80 counties. In rural Minnesota, it is having its effect. Cities like Cambridge and Elk River and Monticello, for example, again, are mowing the lawns of foreclosed homes just to keep property values from deteriorating and just to keep up appearances and take over the maintenance of the lenders who can't keep up with the fact that they've got hundreds or thousands of foreclosures on their books now.
You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. I want to thank my co-host, Marnie Werner, and our guest, Warren Hansen. We'll catch you next week.